From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting an airstrike in northern Afghanistan kills at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing that continued even after military officials in Kabul and Washington were informed about the airstrikes. Bart Janssens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got a detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a statement, expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians, including MSF staff. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, in a statement Saturday, offered his condolences and said a full investigation into the tragic incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Russia says that its warplanes attacked Islamic State targets and other insurgents in central and northern Syria. Russian military spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said the planes flew 20 missions over Syria in the past day. He said they hit 9 Islamic State targets and destroyed weapons and equipment storage facilities and an ammunition depot. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, saying that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Authorities in Oregon say the gunman who killed 9 people at a community college committed suicide when confronted by police. The medical examiner came to that conclusion after examining the body of Christopher Harper Mercer, who died following a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College on Thursday. The heavily armed gunman left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him and he had no life. An angry U.S. President Barack Obama spoke about the shooting Friday when he encouraged Americans to become single-issue voters on gun control by electing officials who are committed to pass such legislation in Congress. Nigerian officials say 15 people were killed and 41 were injured in explosions in 2 locations near the capital city of Abuja. Friday night's explosions happened in Nyanya and Kuye, both satellite towns of Abuja. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the blasts, but the attacks have the attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. The first plane carrying the bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia has arrived in Tehran. President Hassan Rouhani was among several senior officials at the Tehran airport Saturday for the arrival of the plane. It carried 104 of the 464 Iranians killed in the stampede. Iran has blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia. Iranians made up by far the largest share of the 769 people killed in the September 24th disaster. Saudi Arabia has launched an investigation into the stampede and says officials will be held accountable if it finds that mistakes were made. The Vatican on Saturday has fired a Polish Monsignor who came out as gay on the evening of a big meeting of the world's bishops to discuss church outreach to gays, divorcees, and traditional Catholic families. Monsignor Christoph Karamsa was a mid-level official in the Vatican's doctrine office. He said he was proud to be a gay priest and defended what he called a very tough and difficult decision. He said that usually the majority of gays have always known that they are gay and that he belongs to that majority. A spokesman for the Holy See said that Karamsa could no longer work at the Vatican or its pontifical universities. He remains a priest. U.S. Coast Guard officials continue to search for a container ship with 33 people aboard that was lost near the eye of Hurricane Joaquin earlier this week. A Coast Guard aircraft is searching the Bahamas for the El Faro, which lost contact with authorities on Thursday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.